Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
March Madness right around the corner for college basketball. My favorite time of the year when it's not football season. The NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. LSU is relevant this year. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. We welcome in now Jerry Palm, CBS Sports senior college basketball writer at JP Palm CBS on Twitter. Jerry, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Good. Look, folks are excited about an LSU basketball team that's undefeated on the road in the SEC and have 11 conference wins and only has four losses on the year. Where do you see them landing if the selection process were going on right now? Where would they be?
I have LSU as a 3, and that win over Kentucky was huge for them because that's the signature win of this season. In fact, it's the best win that LSU can even get this year because they don't play Tennessee on the road. So yeah, that was huge in terms of LSU and the ceiling that they have for the NCAA tournament.
Now, Jerry, what would that mean? Now, it would be an upset, even though Tennessee lost at Kentucky, considering where they were ranked. Because I see where you have them right now as a top number one seed. That even though it's in the PMAC, it'd be a home game for LSU. If LSU can come up with the upset like they did to Kentucky on the road, where would that place them?
Oh, higher, almost certainly, because you're talking about now you've beaten two of the top, well, you know, what the committee felt were two of the top five teams in the country in short order. So, you know, that would be huge for them. The Kentucky win is better because it's on the road, even though Tennessee might be viewed as a slightly better team. But, if you beat Tennessee, now you're talking about, you know, maybe you open up the possibility of being a 2 or possibly even fighting for a 1 seed by the time we get to March.
Now, Jerry, what is your take? You know, you look at young up-and-coming coaches, and we all look at coaches across the country who has the skins on the wall and who's coaching or performing at a high level. How do you view Will Wade and what he's done in LSU? The reason why I bring it up, it was just 2 seasons ago. I mean, LSU was a dreadful 10-21, 2-4 in the league, and they had set a program record for 15 consecutive losses. That was only 2 seasons ago. Will Wade, to me, is like an unbelievable coach.
Yeah, well, I started following Coach Wade when he was at VCU, so I'm not surprised that he's done a good job down there. He's a terrific coach, but what he's done is he's brought in some good young talent, but then, you know, you got to coach them up. And they're playing at a level this year. You know, you go into a place like Kentucky and you win and you put up the kind of record that LSU has this year. And you've seen the growth over the season of this LSU team. I think he's done a terrific job. And like you said, turned this program around in pretty short order.
Jerry Palm, CBS Sports senior college basketball writer at JP Palm CBS on Twitter, talking March Madness, LSU Tigers. They got Florida on Wednesday and then Tennessee on Saturday in the PMAC. And Jerry, this is how LSU fans think a little bit when it comes to basketball, is any coach that has success right away in particular, another program is going to come calling. Do you think that's the case with Will Wade? And do you think he stays at LSU eventually if he has this success over the next 2 or 3 years?
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody came calling. Whether he actually leaves or not is another story. I mean, if you can get LSU basketball built up to the point where you're having seasons like this more routinely, you know, why would you leave, really? I mean, right. Unless you've got a job somewhere else that, you know, because for some coaches, you know, you've got places where you feel a connection or you have a history or things like that. And I don't know about Will Wade's history, you know, what kind of a job that he would leave LSU for. But if he gets this thing built up and running and, you know, we're contending down there for SEC titles every year, you know, why leave a good thing? Unless you know, I don't understand why he would necessarily run off for what job is going to be better than the job you've just created.
Now, Jerry, I don't know if you have the answer for this, but you probably do. And I think wherever there's people, there's players. Whenever there's a population, whether it's football, basketball, whatever, or any sport, I look at Florida, Texas, California, and obviously on the East Coast in New York with basketball. But what is your take as far as where Will Wade right now in recruiting? When you look at Naz Reid, he's in the conversation for Freshman of the Year. You look at Tremont Waters, he's going to be up for Player of the Year. Do you think you can have an established, because Florida has done it. They've won national championships. We all know about Kentucky, the hotbeds, Kentucky. You look at Indiana, and then you look at the Carolinas and Duke, North Carolina, so be it. But can you establish, maybe have that recruiting base, because Texas is right on the border, and, yep, and maybe have those players that Will Wade can convince to come to LSU? Because the reason why I bring that up, Jerry, a lot of fans don't know this, that when you look at the top 50 players of all time, three of them are from LSU. If you look at Shaquille O'Neal, then you look at Pistol Pete Maravich and Bob Cousy. I mean, so that kind of speaks for itself right there. Or is it Bob Pettit? I'm having a senior moment here. So, but all I know is three out of 50 players all time played at LSU.
There's good talent. It's going to be some good talent in Louisiana, but there's also going to be good talent in Texas and Florida and Carolina. Those are not long trips for those kids to go to LSU. You know, if you're recruiting California, yeah, you got a problem. You're recruiting New York, well, you know, I mean, that's a harder sell. But if you're recruiting SEC country, regardless of where it is, you know, LSU is not that hard of a sell, especially if you've got a program that's building momentum. Kids want to win. They want to go where they can win. And it looks like Will Wade is trying to build something there where, you know, that can happen.
So Jerry, where we at right now, who is, like, the front runner or the favorite? You know, obviously Duke, when you look at, you know, where they're at as a program, obviously they're always going to be there. Then you got Zion, so to speak. But, but what is your take right now if you had to – all of a sudden say, I would not be surprised, considering all the competition, if they come out on top when all said and done.
Well, you know, Duke and Tennessee have been favorites all season long, and they deserve that status. Virginia has had another outstanding season. People will be down on them because of what happened to them last year. I pity their first opponent this year. And that Virginia team is really good. But I'd watch out for Gonzaga because they're flying under the radar right now. Nobody's really talking about them because they're beating up on West Coast Conference competition. But that's the team that beat Duke this year. They're the only team to beat them at full strength, when Duke was at full strength, I mean. And that's an outstanding basketball team. And I would not be surprised if Gonzaga won the whole thing.
Jerry Palm, CBS Sports Senior College Basketball Writer, at JP Palm CBS on Twitter. We'll talk to you again as we get closer and closer to March Madness. But if you missed it, Jerry would have them as a 3 seed right now in the NCAA basketball tournament. Jerry, thanks for the time and the insight. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.